You thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
Is this live?
Hell no, it's not.
Oh, okay. Is it?
Are we live?
Are we live?
We're taping.
All right, my bad. Sorry, this is the Urban Sports Scene on the Eyes Radio Network. Ray and Wally by ourselves again. I thought Will was going to be here. I thought he was going to make it. And like a true pro, he stepped out the last minute. Trainer said he couldn't give it a go. Obviously, it wasn't his decision. But what do you think? You're not mad?
This
last
game,
week, y'all promised
oh
the world
God.
That we were going to be together.
This game is getting too ridiculous. It's like we have Will here 1 week. We don't have Ray. Now, this week, we have Ray. We don't have Will.
Right, let's keep it real. I don't like Will. That's why.
Yeah,
we
wow.
Don't like, we don't like one another.
Really?
That's what it is.
It
nah,
has to be. It has
just,
to be
that's
some,
just a joke.
Maybe some Biggie Tupac type thing.
No, it's
know.
Just that Will is more geared towards eating. So he'll show up if it's about a buffet or Buffalo Wild Wings, Ray's Hellburg. He's in the building. I guarantee if you text him back, like, we're going to go out to eat afterwards. He'll
oh.
say, okay, I'll be there.
And
I'll bring my work with me.
And then he snaps on a waitress.
No, I honestly, though, it's tax time. I understand, Will T. Look forward to seeing you, though, eventually. Great weekend of sports. Tom Brady and Coach K, they went down on the same day. I enjoy seeing both of them lose, I'll be honest. Even though they're great at what they do. Tom Brady's more known than Coach K, but Coach K is more, I guess, that's a tad more noticeable. No, not noticeable. I'm sorry. Notable because they lost a camera for the second time in 3 games.
Yeah, it was a big loss. Big boy he went hard in the paint. I forgot his name, though.
Don't matter what, Terry Mills. Just give one of the old names. Zach Randolph is who he looks like, for
yeah.
real.
Big up to George Mason's former coach.
Yes, indeed. But let's start off this show. I got 10 facts. Eli Manning is a Hall of Famer. That's a fact. I told you that already. That's a fact now.
I'm not denying anything. But what say he has a bad season next season?
He's a Hall of Famer.
We'll talk about that later. I'm not going to
Eli has Tom Brady's number. That's a fact. No, you don't disagree. Okay, good. Great. Tiki Barber is checking himself into a hospital and being treated for post-traumatic stress disorder now.
Should have been did
That's
that.
A fact. For the simple fact that he tried to humiliate Eli a couple years back. And now Eli, 2 rings later, more money, a new Corvette.
No, you know what? That's
you
like,
trying to get back into the league. You're not in the media anymore. Your life is falling apart.
That's like a dude with no friends calling you out. No one had his back anyway when he clowned Eli anyway.
Calling me out now. He's calling Rondé saying, let me hold 20 till Monday because I just lost his bet. He probably bet against the Giants.
I guarantee he bet against the Giants.
He's a hater. All right. Number 4. Fact. The Redskins were relevant this weekend on the big stage. I mean, how many Redskins references did you hear? Tell the truth.
A lot. To be
after
the
that Redskins game, the Giants really turned around. Justin Tucker, his interviews. You know, at the Redskins game, we did some soul searching. I was like, wow, the Redskins are relevant right now.
Hey, the last 2 years, we beat the Super Bowl champions. To be the man, you got to beat the man.
number 5, the countdown is now on the Jay-Z's performance for the halftime show next year. It's official because we've had some bad halftime shows. That was terrible to me. I didn't like it at all.
I like a prayer. That's the only part I like.
She looks,
only song,
Madonna
that's the only
good
song
for
I like.
Eight. Madonna looks good for
it. It's the only song I like out of her songs.
But you don't like Jay-Z, right?
No, I don't like. The Rock. Blue right. Sky. Isn't Blue Sky Sky Blue?
Right, whatever. Let's move on. Number 6. Chris Carter's weekend was spoiled by another snub.
Ridiculous.
That's
ridiculous. Ridiculous, man.
All right, moving on. Fact number 7. JaVale McGee's picture is officially in the dictionary now. Next to the word idiot.
Or can't get
if
right.
did you see the play?
I didn't get a chance to see it. I want to.
All right, look. He missed a shot badly. A hook shot at that. And then sprinted down court when the Wizards had the ball. Sprinted down the other way.
I know.
And then he came down and asked for it. Didn't get it.
Live.
All right. What number am I on, dude? Do you know? Are you keeping up? Because you don't listen to me anyway. We talked about that
earlier. I think you on 9.
Number 8. No, number 8. Kevin Love was babysat by Albert Hainsworth as a kid.
Had to be. Stomping people out.
On Scola. But Scola deserves.
Scola's dirty.
He's ignorant.
And he's dirty.
His country is. You see him in the Olympics.
Yeah, he's dirty. But what he did to Scola was ridiculous, though. You can't be stomping people out like that. I'm sorry.
Hey. But Young Buck did a song about that a couple years ago.
But he had an opportunity. I mean, if you're going to do it on the slide. But don't. Like, you could tell that he definitely, like, knew what he was doing. It wasn't like no Dominic Sue type thing. Like, I think Dominic Sue had some leeway where you can like kind of see
Dominic
Sue
is dirty and has a history. Kevin Love is a good guy, apparently. All right, we're going to move on. We're not going to argue over that. Maybe we'll get to that later when we talk NBA. Number 9, it's a fact that you're going to love this one. On a national stage, Aaron Hernandez proved once again, Skins fans, that he's better than Chris Cooley.
That's not a fact.
See, people don't know the history there. Wally blew a gasket over me saying Aaron Hernandez is better than Chris Cooley.
He dropped the ball up the middle.
At the end of the game.
Yeah, when they needed it. Even though it helped them, honestly, in the grand scheme of things.
Chris Cooley's still better than him?
Of course. In the grand scheme of things, how many Pro Bowls has Aaron Hernandez been to?
I don't know.
It's none.
And it's a fact.
That's a fact.
It's a fact that it's now time for the pregame. Also, now that I'm looking at the production notes properly, shout out to Chris and Kamish. They're on the Eyes Radio Network as well. I've listened to this show once, and it was actually pretty funny. They were talking about Joe Flacco's mustache, goatee thing. Hilarious. Upper 90. Haven't heard them yet, but check those shows out, eyesradio.com. Make sure also we mentioned the winner of the Super Bowl. Sorry, I'm lost.
Who
right
did that? You idiot.
I'm lost right now. Pacquiao has agreed to fight Tim Bradley in June.
This show is out of control already.
You think Bradley has a chance to win this fight?
No.
All right.
Phone is ringing.
If Pacquiao wins this fight, Mayweather beats Cotto. We finally see the fight we all been wanting to.
Well, according to Will last week, he said his source told him that they've signed there's a deal out there that Mayweather and Pacquiao will be fighting in November. So I'm guessing if Mayweather beats Cotto and Pacquiao beats Bradley, which is not going to be an entertaining fight whatsoever because Bradley sucks, we'll get to see a fight in November. Going to Vegas to see it, too.
I like the young Tim Bradley. As Will T said last week, Mayweather should have fought Cotto a long time ago when Cotto was younger. I don't know if it's going to be as entertaining fight as it could be. Cotto, I hope he works hard, though, and gives it a good fight.
I just know the more entertaining fight is going to be Mayweather-Cotto, not Bradley versus Pacquiao. Bradley's going to try to dirty up the fight, grab, clutch, you know, Bernard Hopkins-like type of fighter. I mean, one thing people can't say that Pacquiao dodges African-American boxers. He's taking on Bradley, so he ain't dodging this one.
All right. November is kind of early for a fight now.
That's what Will told him. That's what Will said.
I know I didn't mention November earlier, but it was mentioned to me that the fight could take place. I'm speaking of Pacquiao Mayweather in November. Like I said, that seems rather soon. I would think 2013 if they're going to fight.
That's Will said his
source.
Okay,
Will's a boxing insider.
I know.
But he's not here.
Exactly, so that's moving on.
All right, the Nats signed Edwin Jackson to a one-year deal, and the Orioles finally traded Jeremy Guthrie to the Rockies for Jason Hamill and Matt Lindstrom. We were asking for Guthrie's trade last season.
Yeah.
Before the trade deadline.
Let's go to Nats first. Nats, that was a good, I think it's a good signing. Nats are really bulking their team up. They can really, really be competitive. The only thing about Edwin Jackson is he doesn't throw strikes often, but he has good stuff. He has good top-of-the-line stuff. So this is a good signing for the Nats.
Yes, because the Mets are rebuilding,
done.
Right?
Done.
The Mets are rebuilding. The Marlins are the Marlins.
They're good. The Marlins are good.
The Marlins are the Marlins, though. They're going to be good every year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not worried about them.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, they go 500, they don't make the playoffs. But if MLB adds a new playoff team next season, the Marlins might be straight.
Well,
I'm just concerned about the Braves and Phillies.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. The Marlins, are the best team in the NL as within talent. They're the best team in the NL. The Phillies are going to struggle because Howard's going to be out for the season, most of the season, due to the Achilles that he tore. The Braves have a lack. They have good pitching, but they don't have enough offense. That happens every year.
Now, they falter towards the end of the season every year, it seems like.
Who, the Braves?
Last year was a terrible collapse.
Yeah.
Overshadowed by the Red Sox. If it wasn't for the Red Sox, then the Braves would have been the main topic in baseball as far as collapses go. But, moving on to your man Guthrie. You wanted him traded last year.
Guthrie. But, you know, I wanted him traded last year, but I wanted for some hitting prospects. I wouldn't have traded him to the Rockies for Hamill and Lindstrom. These guys, if you look at what these dudes produced in Colorado, it was nothing special. So I would have preferred to hold on to Guthrie, trade him maybe during the trade deadline when the season started, you know, because you can get more value for him. Or I would have traded him last season during the trade deadline. Now I don't think they didn't get his worth. For real, in this trade. They didn't get it.
They didn't get equal value?
Not at all.
Okay. Well, we'll talk more baseball as spring training gets closer. I'm excited about Bryce Harper mainly. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, he might break through. I mean, he might.
I know you don't like him.
No, I'm not. I'm gonna be real. I'm not saying I don't like him. I don't like that. You know, there's a lot in baseball. There are players that are giving things in terms of like people feel that he's gonna be the next big thing off the bat. Minor league, Triple A humbles you. You have to do it in Triple A, and in the major leagues, definitely humbles you because Matt Wieters was supposed to be lights out. His first year, he struggled. It happens. Even the greatest players, the greatest phenom, struggle in their first year.
Well, Matt Wieters, I don't know if he is.
He was.
He was as special as Bryce Harper. I'm not sure. Straight out of high school, Matt Wieters definitely had a lot of expectations. I think that got to him. Bryce Harper looks like he relishes in the moment. So we'll see what happens. Closing out the pregame, we'll end with the Redskins. Following up from last week, Adam Schefter reported that the Skins were thinking about pursuing Peyton Manning if he was released. It was a hot topic on Twitter. Good move or bad move?
Matter of fact, on Twitter, EU Genius underscore B said no. It'd be a bad move. At wholesome Betty says F yeah. I'm in curse. She said F yeah. I'll take anybody at this point. Keem Scott said so. She said so. Y'all can make his career terrible on Twitter.
I like that.
No, actually. I don't. You go kill yourself. on Facebook, Stuart Eric says yes, but we'll still need to draft a QB, which I agree with. Shelby Hazlett said I'll take him. Matter of fact, I'll take any QB over who we have now. And Thomas Curl said I'll take him and draft a Blackman from OSU. I agree with those Facebook responses.
It's Peyton Manning. You gotta take Peyton Manning.
That's what I'm saying. You got to. I don't understand. Like, I don't.
You have to want Peyton Manning.
Yeah, if Peyton Manning is cleared to perform by doctors, you have to be retarded to me not to be interested in him. And the Washington Redskins, most of these fans are saying no. Joe Theismann even said no, which I don't even understand. If you get a healthy Peyton Manning, you can still draft a quarterback. Who's to say if you get Peyton Manning, you can't draft a quarterback?
Well, some people feel like the organization could be moving backwards. Not forward. You want to get your young talent in. But Peyton Manning, take him. Groom your young quarterback. It's a no-brainer.
Exactly.
In my opinion. Joe Theismann is wrong. His restaurant is pretty good, though. last week, you guys had a discussion about if Eli wins the Super Bowl, is he better than his brother Peyton? Well, if he did win, we'll discuss that. We'll give a recap of the Giants-Patriots game. This is the Urban Sports Scene on the Ice Radio Network.
Urban Sports Scene.
I'm Peyton Manning. On the football field, I always had to prepare for the unexpected. My teammates and I train to think fast and be ready ahead of the game. You can be ready with the help of your local American Red Cross. The American Red Cross can help all of us prepare for life's emergencies. Take life-saving CPR or first aid courses. Make an emergency plan or learn how to build a disaster supplies kit. Contact the American Red Cross today.
Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org to learn more.
All right, welcome back to the Urban Sports Scene on the Az Radio Network, azradio.com. Also, check us out on walio.podbean.com. Walio is spelled W-A-L-E-O. We're also on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. If you have any questions or comments, email us at urbansportscene@azradio.com.
You know, the Chris and the Commish show is airing right now live as we are taping at the moment.
Yeah, people didn't have to know that necessarily, but I'm glad you informed everybody.
Shout out
to them. I wonder where they record from, actually, or where they air their show from, if that makes sense. How do you say it? Where they broadcast from?
Exactly. Something like that.
I wonder where, because I'm trying to put a plug in for actually campaign for the Urban Sports Team to be able to do the same thing one day.
I know. That'd be a good thing.
Whether with them
thing.
Or solo, I don't know.
With them, yeah. With them or...
Also, check us out on Thursday nights on the Sports Grid Podcast, blogtalkradio.com/WC Steeler Fan. Doc Hancock and West Coast Steeler Fan host this show. Jersey Mike, we love you, man.
He was on there on Thursday.
Okay, great. Well, I just want to mention him because I didn't want to forget.
And also... West Coast Steeler Fan offered. He wanted me to do a boxing, be on a boxing show.
With the Pugilist Corner? That still comes.
Yeah,
on?
One of them. Yeah, I think so. One
that
of comes. Them.
That's on tonight, actually, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I told him I couldn't do it just because of that. That we tape on the Tuesday conflict. Nights anyway. Yeah, the conflict.
Yeah, Steeler Fan, come on, dog. I know you don't listen to our show. You should know when it comes on.
I know that, obviously.
That's messed up. You know, we promote them on our show all the time, but it's all about the Urban Sports. To be honest, that's the only reason we mention the sports crib. And when we're on, it's better. They don't listen, so I'm going to just say what
Go
I want.
Say what you want, man. I understand.
I know they're going to talk about the Super Bowl. We're talking about it now before you. So forget you.
And it will be posted before you.
Exactly. So, yeah. I mean, I'll go on the show.
Take that.
And I'll give my thoughts. Hear what he has to say. But he needs to apologize to Amari Stoudemire. I was having a tough week, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah.
Let's recap the Super Bowl, though. Let's get focused. It was a great game. I've been pleased with the last four Super Bowls. I told you down on the phone the other day. Starting off with the Giants, Patriots, Cardinals, Steelers. Cardinals, Steelers, yes, I'm right. Okay, yeah. And Steelers, Packers.
The only bad one was the Bears versus the Colts.
I said the past four. That was.
I know. I'm agreeing with you. See, look at you trying to get an argument out of
nothing. No, I'm not. I'm not.
Terrible.
I'm not trying to start. I'm just saying. I said the last
terrible,
four.
Terrible, man. Terrible.
In this game. But your point is relevant, I guess. Even though I was a Peyton Manning Super Bowl, you weren't Peyton Manning, so it's relevant. Jason Pierre-Paul, I'm sold on him now. It's not that I wasn't sold before. Uh-huh. But I was a little salty. I'm a Falcons fan.
Oh, yeah.
And the way they manhandled Atlanta, I was like, you know what? He's all right. Let's see what he does against the 49ers. So I'm sold on him now. He's a star. And you know what? Honestly, I'll be honest. I'll be real. His story, his father being blind, that whole thing, it caught my attention. It really made me think about what he went through, and it just made me like him that much more. So – Jason Pierre-Paul, that was a big thing that came away. His performance, knocking the ball down. Rex Grossman, I don't know how he threw over that guy. Being 5'6", and you beat them.
It's always referenced to my team. Don't leave my skins alone.
Well, this no, this, it's the area. We were doing this show in California. I wouldn't even talk about the race, to be honest with you. What did you think about the game?
It was a very entertaining game, obviously. Eli continues to show how clutch he is in the postseason. I don't want to be all redundant because, you know, everybody's talking about Eli this, Eli that. But the Patriots did what they always do, what they usually do. I give them credit when credit's due. They took away one of the Giants' go-to players in Cruz. You've seen Cruz dominate most of the postseason. And the Patriots found a way to negate that. And Eli, you know, being as hot and cool as he is right now, I mean, at the moment, found Hakeem Nicks and found Mario Manningham on a number of plays, especially down the stretch.
All right, tell me if I'm wrong. Did Belichick not blitz enough?
You can't. He didn't. He played a bend but don't break defense because the defense isn't good. It's about his personnel. He knows that his personnel isn't good enough to stop. Isn't good enough to stop the Giants' wide receiver. So he had to play more coverage. So that's the reason why he didn't blitz. He didn't take the risk. The only time he blitzed was in the fourth quarter when the Giants were about to score because of, you know, the time and everything. And he knew the Giants were in position to pretty much end the game right there and then.
I just felt like Eli stayed clean more than he should have. Eli tends to get rattled too when he gets hit.
Although he's
tough.
Yeah.
He's tough. He'll stay in the game with injuries the whole nine, but he tends to get rattled. And I feel like they were hit in the first half. They hit him early. Yeah. And I'm like, if they can continue this, then the Patriots have a legitimate shot to win and win big.
Yeah.
Not just win close, but win big.
Yeah, see, you're right. They were getting to him without blitzing. As soon as whatever the Giants did to fix protection, the Patriots still didn't. They didn't change their game plan. They didn't blitz. They still chose not to blitz. And from that point on, Eli dink and dunked the way down.
Last question, and we'll move on. Belichick drafted two tight ends. He looks like a genius. They get to a Super Bowl. However, could one argue that he needed to focus more on defense than on offense? Offense always is going to be fine with Tom Brady as your quarterback. Why don't you focus more on your defense in the draft?
Let's just be real. Belichick did a lot of suspect things this season anyway, during the offseason anyway. He got rid of Brandon Merriweather, who was probably, you know, one of the best safeties. Now, either he was a cancer in the locker room, whatever, but he got rid of Butler, who was a good young cornerback. He got rid of a lot of good young players and went with this older team. So a lot of blame, if you want to put blame on anything else, was, you know, was Belichick doing it the Patriot way or whatever you want to call it, getting rid of certain players. You see what he did to Cuz, who got cut the night before the Super Bowl, and then they signed him back. Matter of fact, today. Underwood got signed back today.
Hey, it's all about keeping a job these days, so I'm not mad at him. That is dirty, though. Asante Samuel, we love you, brother. Moving on, could this Giants team be a dynasty with Eli Manning seemingly being in his prime, young receiving core, Manningham only his third year. We know about Cruz. Manningham might be moving on, according to you, but Ahmad Bradshaw, can they re-sign him when the time comes? Defense OC's the only person that look like he could be moving on.
Yeah, he will.
This may be a dynasty.
Well, you know, it's the same thing that people were talking about last year with the Green Bay Packers, saying the Packers, are they going to be a dynasty? I don't, you know, the NFC, there is always somebody new that emerges. You got the Detroit Lions that look like they're going to get better. I think the Eagles will be better next year, which is going to make it complicated. The Cowboys might even be improved. And also free agency is going to play a part, period. You know, if my Skins get Peyton Manning, we're that much better of a ball club. So will it be a dynasty? I don't think so. Just because in the NFL nowadays, things change so much. You know what I mean? And like Mario Manningham, who I was talking to you about earlier, I don't think he'll be a Giant just because of the catch and everything else.
All right, with the dynasty, I don't know how to necessarily phrase this properly, but a dynasty is a team that dominates. The Giants always go through a slump. They start off good and they go through a slump. That's not a dynasty to me.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they get hot at the right time in the playoffs. Dynasties are people that you expect to win from Jump Street. Nobody, at 7-7, nobody picked the Giants to win. Going forward, I don't see a change in pattern. I do see Eli being more confident, but they are who they are.
Yeah.
Things are going to happen the way they happen. I don't see Coughlin being around but another maybe year or two before he's ready to retire. He's the oldest coach in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Why not give it up at some point? You have two Super Bowls. You're a Hall of Famer. That's another fact for you guys listening to the show. But
yeah, I agree.
I wanted to ask you about Rob Gronkowski. I know I thought I'd reference a Patriots question. I mean, the Belichick question being the last one. But I forgot. Rob Gronkowski, you saw the video.
Yeah, hilarious.
Partying with porn stars at that. The fan base is pretty upset about this. He's having fun after one of the biggest losses, one of the most demoralizing losses. It's a rematch against the Giants. You lose pretty much on the last possession again to the same quarterback who people don't necessarily like the way he looks, which annoys them. And then you go out, you have a good time with beautiful women. Can he dance, first of all, is the question.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. At first, when I first was watching, it started off, I was like, man, this dude can't dance. Then eventually he had a little breakdance to him and everything.
Why did you think he couldn't dance? Because he's white?
Nah, he just had no rhythm. He had no rhythm. It was nothing to do with culture. He had no rhythm.
He had no rhythm?
No rhythm whatsoever.
Why is that?
Because he had no rhythm.
Okay, Mark Madsen, is it a pattern? We haven't seen any bad dancers that are of a different ethnicity, have we?
I'm trying to think.
I don't think so.
You know what?
I don't know. The jumping thing is gone, but the dancing thing might be here.
I don't know.
With the Stars, the situation. He didn't win it. Rob Kardashian, he won. Didn't he dance with the Stars? And he's Armenian. Anyway, I'm not mad at Gronkowski. Go enjoy yourself. You know, you made it to the Super Bowl. You're young. You had a great season. They were complaining when he was breaking records during the season. So I don't really have
a
problem.
And also, you know what? He bust his butt to try to get healthy for the Super Bowl. And, you know, they lost. And he found, you know, he wanted to have a good time. He might be immature,
but he's
22.
But he does his work on the field.
222s. He's 22, dog. It doesn't really matter. He's 22. He's allowed to have fun. It's over. It's not like the Redskins when they have a game on Sunday, they party on Saturday. You know, the game's still on Sunday. Andre Blatt's partying when he has to get a following game. It's different.
Everybody does it. It just doesn't get publicized.
Yeah, that's true. This is the social media
culture. So if you're in the club, you're partying. You heard about Josh Hamilton from the Rangers drinking alcohol again.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody called him. You know what? He might not have a problem with alcohol no more. But
he decided
to go out to the bar, have a couple drinks. Somebody put it on YouTube. It's going to happen. Not a big deal.
Yeah, put me on YouTube.
Let's move on.
For real.
We made plenty of mentions or references to Peyton Manning on the show already, being a Redskin. But we also asked, who's better now, him or Eli? I think that's a stupid question. Peyton Manning is clearly the best player in the NFL, the most important as well. You see what happened to his franchise. I don't think the Giants would be that bad if Eli would have sit out. Dumb question for me, but you answer it because obviously you're the one that came with the production notes.
Yeah, I had to, you know, because a lot of people, you call it a dumb question, but a lot of people, you'd be surprised what people on Twitter stayed out there. There's actually, you know, an opinion that, you know, Eli Manning is better than Peyton Manning, which, like you said, the proof is in the pudding. You've seen what happened when Peyton Manning missed an entire season.
All right.
Was Barry White doing anything?
No.
Exactly.
So I don't think we need to spend a bunch of time with him. Now, Eli isn't even marketable, unfortunately. He doesn't get the big endorsement.
He's on Saturday Night Live.
No, he was on Letterman last night. He said, I think Tom Brady doesn't like me. But still, he's Eli. He just doesn't look.
He said in the gumpish way.
Well, he said it in his voice. Him and Peyton have similar voices, but You'll never see Eli on like a cologne commercial.
Peyton has just way more happen. Charisma than Eli Manning.
He does, but the Manning brand in general, just they're not. You see Beckham commercial? Yeah, he had an underwear commercial.
That disgusting commercial.
I'm not going to say disgusting. Look, you got to be real. Eli Manning's not going to get that deal. If he does, it's going to come. You remember?
How you going to mention that commercial?
What do you mean? What are you trying to say?
I ain't saying nothing, man.
Listen here. You said J.J. Redick has a nice body now.
Go I said he's in good shape now. I said he's in good shape.
Hey, listen, it happens, man. I don't have a man crush on David Beckham. Not even close.
I don't have a man crush on J.J. Redick.
I'm not saying you do, but you say you're a nice body.
That makes
no because
sense. Now I was not trying to insinuate anything. Go ahead, Ray.
Yes, you were.
Not at all.
I do have a man crush on Blake Griffin, though. He was on the cover of Men's Fitness. Hey, you know what? I got to get to that level, though. I'll be serious. Listen,
exercise down. I'm down with you, dog.
I'm not tripping. You know, I wasn't even necessarily impressed by the Beckham commercial. Not that I should have been anyway. But I'm just saying, Eli doesn't have what it takes.
Oh, I'm with you. He's not promotable.
Now, what does that have to do with him being better than Peyton? I have no idea. Sorry for taking that turn.
That's cool, man.
Place your bet. People don't know what that is. If you're on Eyes Radio Network, you're just starting to listen to the Urban Sports Scene. That's one of our old original segments. It was planned for three people. You need a judge.
Yeah.
At this point, we don't have one, but me and Wally are going to go ahead and battle this thing out. If you watch PTI, it's kind of what they do.
Yeah.
They go back and forth.
We just call it place your bet.
At least they have Stat Boy and producers. And
yeah.
Unfortunately, we
just too, know, just
we
too,
have people beeping their horns outside and stuff.
Exactly. Just two Negroes trying to do things.
On the second and 11 pass drop, who was to blame? Tom Brady or Wes Welker? I don't know why you put this on here. We both agree. Tom Brady made a bad throw.
Yeah.
Wes Welker, maybe should he have caught it? If Hitchhand, you're supposed to catch it? Yeah. Nah, this sucks without Will.
I feel like playing devil's advocate because, you know, that's Will. So I'll be Will and I'll pick it was Wes Welker's fault. Hit your hands.
Yeah, Giselle tried to.
I mean, I know she's like her. Hit your hands,
in her
man.
Little stupid accent. He can't catch the ball and throw the ball. Come on now. You don't even know anything about American football, you American cheesecake. She sounds like the girl from Saved by the Bell that Slater was messing with. Remember? She said, I am with an American cheesecake.
Beefcake.
She ended up being a princess or something. That's what she reminded me of. She said
that was the joint when they was on the beach. They were working at that beach house night.
Saved by the Bell, shout out. We showing our age now, homie.
Yeah, you know it. But you know, yeah, man, actually, real talk, man. You know, I'm blaming Tom Brady. I ain't blaming
absolutely.
Westbrook.
Okay, whose catch was better? This has been a big one. David Tyree or Mario Manningham? David Tyree's obviously catching it on your head. The dirty Rodney Harrison hitting you. You disagree?
I disagree. One dude has a real career. One is like an actual bum with fluke. Mario Manningham.
We're talking about just the catch.
All right, Mario Manningham caught it on stride with like fingertips and all. And the most impressive part was the footwork. How he can get 2 feet down in that situation was remarkable to me. It was like three catches all in one, three phases all in one, to catch the ball, to be aware of where the sideline was, and the footwork to get your feet planted correctly for you to make that.
Let me ask you this: what do we see more often? People making these catches like Santonio Holmes in the back of the end zone, he keeps his feet in, gets hit, or do we see people with one hand on the ball and holding it on their
head
was
one
and
dude,
falling in the air, flipping with Rodney Harrison hitting you?
But listen, all right, I'm sorry, I'll let you finish.
I made my point.
But no, he did it on two folks. We changed the place of bet for real. We changed it. Remember
go ahead.
The discussion? You remember all that?
Go ahead.
But anyway,
make your point.
He called on two people. He called on two people, splitting double coverage. And to concentrate, that concentration, all he had was Rodney Harrison. Rodney Harrison ain't doing nothing for real. Rodney Harrison don't cover like that. He's more of a run stopper.
Rodney Harrison could hit, brother.
But he didn't try to hit.
And he tried on HGH. You can hit. Dog, I won that battle.
I think I won that.
David Tyree's a better catch.
Put it
on Twitter.
I won.
Who was a better coach, Carlton or Belichick? You know what? First of all, let me say this. Before I even place my bet or make my pick, Bill Parcells does not get enough credit for his coaching tree. Does he not have the best coaching tree now? I mean, I love you, Holmgren, but Tony Dungy, one could argue, whatever.
Nah, but Tony Dungy's not as good as Bill Parcells.
No, I'm sorry.
Success, in terms of success?
Bill Walsh is the only person you might argue, but there's another Bill daggone, and that's Parcells. he needs to get credit for both these guys. If I had to pick one, though, I got to go with Belichick. I'm sorry. More sustained success for a longer time. And reaches his players much better than Coughlin. Although Coughlin's gotten better over the past few years. But when you're winning, people are going to say the best things. Like the owner or whoever CEO, whatever you want to call him, the Giants, said, we got the best fans in the world. Oh, now you say that. But after the loss to the Redskins, ding, they were calling for everybody's head. They're not the best doggone fans. It's what have you done for me lately, man? Real fans stick by the team all the time. I know fans complain that it's a regular thing, but they're not the best fans in the world. Come on now. We already know that Green Bay, Pittsburgh, to name a few, is better. I'm going with Belichick.
Ric Flair said, I'm going to stick with the thing.
To be the man.
You got to beat the man.
He's beat the man twice.
Regardless of the fact, he knows, in between those two coaches, he knows how to beat. He's better off knowing how to beat Bill Belichick than Bill Belichick knows how to beat him and his team.
All right, you might need facts to back that up. Do you have any?
Do I have facts? Like the last three games, he's beaten Bill Belichick.
I got Coughlin facts,
but I don't need it for this part.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
what you trying to call me?
Preparation. Moving on. Last question. What QB would you rather have in the Super Bowl, Eli Manning or Tom Brizzles?
Hold on. You want me to go first? Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll go first. Nice. I'd rather have Eli Manning, but I don't like Tom Brady, so I'm biased in this whole situation, though. But I like Eli. I mean, obviously, he's clutch. Tom Brady hasn't been clutch in most of the Super Bowls. His stats haven't been as good. I think his rating within, and I know in the postseason, like an 82 rating. Eli has been more clutch in the postseason than Tom Brady, has played better than Tom Brady in postseason play. And in the Super Bowl, we've seen between the two Super Bowls, who made the plays to win games in the Super Bowl.
I'll take Eli simply based off fourth quarter touchdowns and what he does when the game is on the line. Tom Brady has made some big throws in his career. Don't get it twisted. That first Super Bowl, he made some big plays.
Oh, you mean it's the screen pass to Fault?
It's a big play.
It's a screen pass.
So what? And his career might be over too, by the way.
Who,
but
Fault?
We both agree.
Yeah, play.
We'll both take Eli Manning. That's a little biased. We don't like
I believe
Brady.
In Eli.
John's Patriots could be a rivalry, but nothing is like Duke, North Carolina, and Georgetown, Syracuse. We'll talk about that when we come back. Urban Sports Scene, as Radio Network.
This is President Barack Obama. In the story of America, the greatest chapters are moments of challenge, when we see people serving their country and one another. Volunteers who step forward into hospital corridors and church basements, along levees and fire lines. And the next chapter is yours to help write. Sign up to volunteer at usaservice.org. That's usaservice.org. Let's renew America together.
A message from Renew America Together, brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'll be back. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
Yeah, we're back.
As Radio Network, asradio.com. You can listen to the Urban Sports Scene on Apple Genius Radio Show. Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. This is the blog on radio.com. Back to the Apple Genius.
Yeah. No, show folks about this here, coach. But no, no, they asked me, matter of fact, give us a list of people that you may want to interview on their show. Just put it out there.
Okay.
You should.
Why? All right, no diss to the Apple Jesus, though, but why? I don't know. How can I say this? What does that mean?
That means...
So we want to interview Jerry Tarkanian.
Seriously. That's what she did with Skylar Diggins.
Yeah, no, I'm saying... Now, no offense, but that's the only person they've had on their show.
But she knows how to... She's got a couple people that she's been on the wood...
That's what's up, man.
I'm just trying to get folks.
I'm just playing, y'all.
Yeah.
I've never been on Apple Jesus.
Yeah, she got a couple folks she's tried to get. She tried to get a coach... Somebody at Penn State.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Hey, man, you should
love
be
to go
on,
to
man.
Penn State. You
try
know.
For it. Go for it.
Man, hey, talk to LeVar. Tweet him. Maybe he'll do something.
Oh, LeVar.
Come on, Thomas Block. Hook that up, man. That's your name.
Yeah, Thomas Block.
Did they call you Thomas?
It's TCB.
That's TCB.
That's his name.
Yeah, he don't know what that is. I think you got to go by Tom, and, you know, and only like your
He parents. Go by Tom.
Okay, exactly.
He go by Tom.
I'm sorry if I call him Thomas.
Yeah, it's Tom. He go by Tom.
The only time you reference Thomas is like, English muffins.
I know. Oh, yeah, I know.
That's it.
They're great. English
Everybody
muffins
else
are
is
awesome.
Tom. Anybody that went by Tom? Thomas Robinson? Thank Kansas.
That's dumb. He should be Tom Robinson.
No.
It doesn't sound right.
No, that doesn't. He doesn't look like a Tom. Anyway. Georgetown, Syracuse. No, seriously. Tom don't have a bunch of tattoos. And, you know,
yeah, Tom doesn't have a tattoo.
Nah, Tom. Tom Block, you got tattoos, brother?
Probably, I wouldn't doubt
Georgetown versus Syracuse. That's tomorrow, 7:00. What's your thoughts? You a Georgetown fan?
Yeah, I hate McLemore.
And why are you dancing right now?
Because I hate that dude. I hate McElroy. But yeah, anyway,
this isn't the same thing.
Hey, because you called me.
I'll never forget that. No, you called
me. Side note.
You
side story. Me. Side story. Side note. Because you all don't know the story. I was chilling, minding my business.
No, you called me.
I called, okay, whoever, I don't remember who called it, who. Obviously, I don't listen to
myself.
Remember
we played horse and I used to win, I said, he called me.
Yeah, okay, that's what happened. I called you. All right. And this dude, out of his mouth, was hyping McLemore. Like, this dude, it was, I don't like the
Let
the
me
next
tell the
Jesus
story. You're taking too long, Don Cornelius.
Thank you.
Listen.
Hey, RP too.
I'm on my couch in my old apartment in Laurel, Maryland, when Georgetown playing Syracuse, Big East Championship. Georgetown's up 15. I get a call. Yeah, you talking on the train. McLemore had a train. You know, the high voice, the high pitched voice. He was excited. And then McLemore did his thing as he did in every game in the Big East tournament that season. I call you back.
So I did call you back.
The referees cheated.
They did cheat. They cheated like they cheated their butts off.
Exactly. That's what happened. You called me and hey, you don't call me.
Hey, let me go back to this current game right now.
The current game, Hollis Thompson is going to make the big difference, man. When he shows up, Georgetown is almost unbeatable at home.
But that's not at home, though. It's in Syracuse.
Oh, it's in Syracuse?
Yeah,
oh, they're going to lose.
Oh, they're not going to lose. Screw you, dude. They ain't going to lose. How are they going to lose?
They never get any tough guys. They got beat up by some Chinese dudes in the beginning of the year. Maybe
man, Syracuse hasn't played anybody. What makes Georgetown.
But it's in the carrier, though.
Georgetown has played
and
good.
You don't have any thugs.
Well, I'll put it like this. Georgetown has played good ball over the last couple of weeks. They blew out UConn. They beat South Florida, who's played well this season by 30. 75-45.
At home.
But still, Georgetown plays better on the road than they do at home.
Not in the carry, though.
Okay, now you're just looking up for excuses. This season, I'm going off of this season. I'm not going off last year. I'm going this season. Georgetown has played better on the road than they have at home. They're playing a Syracuse squad who hasn't been tested, to be totally honest with you. And the only thing that Georgetown has to worry about is if it's weird or anything, is Mello. I'm sorry, Mello. Mello. If they can get Mello in foul trouble, they can really do some damage in this game. Syracuse doesn't. They don't shoot threes well, and which is going to help Georgetown. Georgetown's athletic and long, just like Syracuse. The difference is that Thad Mello is more of an imposing figure, but he can get in foul trouble. They get him out of the game, run their Princeton sets. They're okay.
All right, I'm gonna go with Georgetown just based off what you said. You know, makes sense. I'm going to go with Georgetown. I wouldn't be surprised, obviously, they lose because
I wouldn't be surprised Georgetown loses either.
I'm a Georgetown. That might fall in 15 percentile. Mamadou Ndiaye, 7'5", high school player. Pick Georgetown, brother. Go to Georgetown. They always had great big men. From Africa. You know what, though? Mamadou Ndiaye is like Michael Johnson in Africa. It has to be because I've heard that name several times.
Ndiaye. Yeah, no, not Nigerian. You mean Ndiaye.
I ain't say Nigerian. I say African.
Yeah, I know. You're talking about Ndiaye. Not Mamadou. It was like
that's
Mama.
His name. Is Mamadou.
I know what you're saying, but that's not like 50 Mamadous.
It's a lot of Mamadous.
There's a lot of Ndiayes.
It's a lot of both.
There's a lot of Rodgers in the world, jerk.
Sorry if I offend anybody. Wally doesn't care, and he's Ibu. No,
Yoruba.
Yoruba, sorry.
Look at you. Don't be messing my name up and my tribe.
And it's all good. Georgetown Syracuse will be a great game, I believe. Carrier Dome, second to Cameron, probably is the best home court.
Kansas Stadium is pretty good, too.
No. Oh, your phone's ringing now. You got on me earlier.
Yeah, I know.
Let's go to the Dean Dome, baby. North Carolina. I rooted for North Carolina growing up. Duke just coming off a bad loss against Miami. I'm liking North Carolina in this game. Duke doesn't shoot the three well on the road, and that's pretty much where they win at. Now, I'm an Austin Rivers fan. We'll get to him a little later. But even with him having maybe a great game, I think North Carolina can overcome that. Kendall Marshall's the man at point. Best thing since Ed Cole at Carolina. Harrison Barnes, all he has to do is make his perimeter shot consistently in this game. The energy, the home crowd, can Duke overcome the home crowd? Tyler Zeller,
that's
unstoppable.
It. That's
son.
It right there.
And John Henson blocking shots. Carolina takes this game all day.
It's not about if Carolina is going to take this game. It's about, honestly, how much is Carolina going to win by.
All right,
it's
be careful.
I'm telling you,
Duke,
Carolina.
Duke can beat them.
And you know, I like this year's Duke squad. But for whatever reason it is, they're not putting it together. But Carolina, I've seen Duke on the road. I saw what Ohio State did to them on the road, and against a talented team on the road. I just don't see them being competitive in this game against Carolina. I think Zeller is going to get out. Henson is going to be a problem. and then you're gonna have and Harrison Barnes is gonna be an issue, and then they're gonna try to go inside to the Mason, the Plumlee brothers or whatever, and those dudes will not be effective on Zeller or Henson.
No, you know what? Their offense will not run through Mason Plumlee. Miles, we know he's just athletic. He comes in more for defense. But Duke shooting the ball, if they could get hot and quiet that crowd, it could be a tight game. It don't matter who plays for one of these teams. Whenever you put those uniforms on and you go against one another, it's going to be a hard-fought game outside of maybe the Coach K sick years and then those Jackie Manuel years in North Carolina with Doherty. Oh, goodness. We hated those years.
But, I mean, you've always stated, and honestly, you've been right, factually right.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, we know that already.
Shut up.
85%.
85, nothing.
Lime away.
That's such a lie. But like people like Dawkins, they don't shoot. They don't shoot well on the road. They really don't. I watched them play.
If listen, Quinn Cook, we go to the same barbershop. Coach K, if you're listening, please don't hold what happened against Miami against Quinn Cook. Put him in the game, please.
He ain't listening to the
Tyler
show.
Tyler Thornton, Quinn Cook.
Listen to us, Coach K.
At DeMatha, Quinn could really shoot. Now at Oak Hill, he probably took a lot of ill-advised shots. Had a more talented team, but I like him though. I hope his career grows. I mean, I hope he grows in his career at Duke. I felt like he made the wrong choice at the time. Anyway.
Quick question. Who's going to have a better game between Austin Rivers and Harrison Barnes? I mean, just off stats alone.
I was getting there, man.
I want to help you out, man. You've been doing such a good job.
Okay, thank you.
Dang.
Who's going to have a better game? I'm going to go with Harrison Barnes for the simple fact that it's the way Coach K is coaching Austin Rivers right now. It's a grooming process. If this were next year, Harrison Barnes would be gone anyway. But, I mean, if this was Austin Rivers sophomore year, I would definitely go Austin Rivers. Austin Rivers has the capability of scoring 40 on any given night against any given team in college basketball. So for that reason, I would go with him if he was older. But I'm gonna go with Harrison Barnes, obviously.
I think Austin Rivers will have more points than Harrison Barnes, not because of anything special. The game will be out of reach.
You said impact,
huh? Impact.
Yeah,
I did. Dang, bad note. Austin Rivers will have better stats. He'll score more points, but Harrison Barnes will have more
of
an impact.
Bring Brad Lynch for the save. Go Nationals, man. Like I said, I'm going with Carolina. You're going
Brad
with Carolina.
Brad Lynch ain't the closest. Storm.
Hey, look, let's
bring a storm for the save.
Come on, man.
Go Nationals. 85%.
You were trying to save yourself from messing up. You said impact, not better stats. That's all I'm saying. You're trying to save yourself. Brad Lynch. He's a National now.
But Brad Lynch is not the closer, though.
So what? He's been a closer in his career.
Well, no, say Bruce Thorne. Drew Thorne, whatever his name is.
Drew Thorne in the closer either, baby.
Yeah, he is the closer. He's a closer now, yeah.
Oh, he is now?
Yeah, yeah, he was closer last year.
He was?
Yeah.
I thought it was
No, he's Caps.
The guy of the – no, not Matt Caps.
Clippers?
Yeah,
Clipper?
Tyler Clippers.
No, Clipper was
the setup guy.
The setup guy.
All right, well, whatever. He's not a Nationals fan.
85%.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk NBA All-Stars, if All-Star games are relevant. Get rid of the Pro Bowl, by the way, too. I didn't bring that up earlier.
Don't get rid of the Pro Bowl.
This is the Urban Sports Scene on the Eyes Radio Network.
Urban Sports Scene.
My life is full of statistics. Thing is, I could have dropped out of school and become one myself, but I didn't because I had people that believed in me. Here's another statistic. 7,000 students drop out every school day. That's one every 26 seconds. It's time that students know that we believe in them.
Inspire a student and share your message of support at boostup.org.
NBA All-Star games coming up. Dirk Nowitzki does not feel he should be All-Star.
He should.
You know what, Allen Iverson? I hope you're paying attention. Because many years you got voted in when you should have.
It's a lie.
Vince Carter was out for like the season and he got voted in.
AI deserved it.
The process needs to change. Who cares about All-Stars? In every sport, the All-Star label has diminished. The value of it has diminished, I should say. So it's not a big deal. Let's talk about who's not an All-Star. That's Andre Blatch. And he's going to get traded soon, hopefully. There's a rumor out there that the Wizards are thinking about trading Andre Blatch to the Bobcats for Tyrus Thomas. Would that trade make sense for the Wizards? Absolutely, 145%. Tyrus Thomas plays so much harder than that idiot. His arms have muscles. Andre Blatch, you eat Chipotle all the time. I can't stand Andre Blatch.
Oh, you knew he blocked. You know he blocked.
You know he always is quick to give us five when he sees us out of the club or whatever. I don't go to the club no more.
I don't go to the club
when
either.
I did, I saw him on the
time. Oh, that dude blocked us on Twitter.
Andre Blatch?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Why? Because you made bad comments about him?
Often. pretty often.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
I mean, man up.
Didn't we get, is this the first time we got
blocked?
Yeah.
That's the first time I think so.
I thought we got blocked by somebody else.
Maybe. I'm like
a couple years ago.
Yeah, man up.
This show has been almost 2 years running now.
Yeah. Man up. Is it a good deal? It's a good deal because you're getting Andre Blotch off your books. That's the good part of the deal. That's going to make the Wizards better. Tyrus Thomas, will he be good for him in the long run? No. I like Trevor Booker in that position. That's just me. I think Trevor Booker has played well. He had 19 yesterday against the Raptors. So in that regard, I definitely like Trevor Booker. But to get Andre Blotch off the team, yeah, definitely. That's the best deal to go.
All right, Salazar, you're going to get drafted by the Wizards anyway.
Oh, yeah. So it doesn't matter. You're right.
Let's switch gears back to the All-Star game.
You want to talk about JaVale McGee real quick? You already mentioned it. Sorry, but never mind. You already did.
Yeah.
You already mentioned it. Sorry, but.
Thank you.
No problem.
I already said that Dirk doesn't feel like he's supposed to be there. Who else should not be starting in the All-Star game?
I looked at the roster, and I believe who was starting? On the West, it was Andrew Bynum starting at the center position.
You don't think so?
Marc Gasol's had a good year. Marc Gasol looks like, I think Marc Gasol has outplayed Andrew Bynum.
Yeah, you know what? I totally agree with you. The fan vote, we know how that goes. D-Wade doesn't
D-Wade deserves
it. He's been injured. He shouldn't be a starter, but it's a popularity.
And to be real with you, even though it might not be, you know, fancy or might not be highlighted.
D-Wade's at the two.
Yeah, right? He's at the two, yeah. Yeah. Blake Griffin doesn't deserve to be starting over Kevin Love.
Heck no. Heck no.
But he's starting.
Yeah, we know it's a popularity contest. Mm-hmm. Not a big deal. It's a lot of people who will get snubbed every year. You know, like I said, the whole I'm an all-star thing doesn't really matter. The entire weekend at this point seems to be somewhat irrelevant. The dunk contest is up and down. The three-point contest, I could live without it. What else is
there? Oh, I love three-point contests. I can live without the skills competition.
What's the big deal about a three-point contest?
It's exciting.
And you know what? We're getting ready to come to the end of the show, by the way.
Yeah, but hold on. What the reserves?
I don't know. I was going to mention that. I'm just saying we're getting ready to come to
it. We are.
You know, but we're on the Eyes Radio Network right now. We need to expand a bit. There's a lot going on in college basketball. I mentioned Mike Kabongo, LeBron Nash, freshman that I'm excited about. Did Texas beat Texas A&M last night? I didn't see this.
I didn't watch the game.
Okay. See, that's the problem. You know, but we try to be, you know, as a podcast, we try to, conserve time or I guess we're limited by time. I don't know. Time constraints.
Sometimes, man, there's so much paper. There's so much things you can put on the outline, sir.
Production notes.
Yeah.
We don't talk women's basketball at all.
Yeah, that's what we need to.
We're very limited with hockey. 1, 2, 3, triple deke.
I can. I know a little
about
hockey.
That's all we know about hockey.
I know about hockey. I play hockey video games.
One,
I know.
1, 2, 3, triple deke.
Dude, I know.
No, you saw the Mighty Ducks just like I did.
Oh, Goldberg. Knuckle puck.
Yeah, that was so fake. No. I like hockey, actually. No, we know more about hockey than the average urban person.
Yeah, there you go.
Trust me. But we try to talk about what's relevant. And put our spin on it, you know, doing our thing, making people happy, making all the fans happy out there in urban sports scene land, as we want to call it. All right, let's go hard in the paint, though. Wait. Let's not go hard in the paint. Don't start the music just yet. Turn it off if you already started.
I haven't started yet. Okay. Don't worry about it.
All right, great.
Obviously,
I didn't hear
you.
Hear.
Exactly.
Right, who deserves to make the All-Star game?
The reserves?
The reserves, yeah.
I think Roy Hibbert. Roy Hibbert should be a reserve. Obviously, I said Marc Gasol, so he should definitely. I thought he should start, but he should be reserved. Actually,
John Rondo, baby. He's
you think so? Yeah, he does deserve. He deserves to be a star.
And he's the man, son.
Who's somebody on the low? I mean, I'm trying to think of somebody on the low who deserves it, but may not get in.
DeJuan Blair, because he gets big.
Shut up.
Ty Lawson.
Really? On the low?
Ty Lawson.
Yeah, Ty Lawson deserves to make it. No, he definitely deserves to make
it.
He's balling.
He's not going to make it, though, unfortunately.
I know. I got another one who deserves to make it, but he probably won't make it. Greg Monroe. Greg Monroe, I think he...
Kyrie Irving, maybe, some could argue.
For real?
In his first year. But he was playing the rookie sophomore game.
Yeah, so
I do like that. So let's say that for the All-Star week. I like the rookie sophomore.
Yeah,
they actually play hard against each
other. Yeah, they do. They really do.
What sophomores are going to ball this year? I'm trying to think.
John Wall.
Blake Griffin technically isn't a sophomore, but he will be a sophomore.
Yeah.
John Wall be a sophomore.
He's a redshirt sophomore.
Yeah. Are those the only sophomores that we're looking forward to? Unfortunately, we can't. Think
Jamarcus Cousins.
DeMarcus Cousins.
DeMarcus, I said DeMarcus. DeMarcus Cousins, yeah.
Yeah, the boy in Philly, he ain't been,
He had a good season. He's played well. Evan Turner.
I said, yeah. I said Devin Turner. Thanks. I don't know. The rookies might take this.
The rookies will take it. Well, no, this rookie's class isn't that good, though.
It's not that good, but it's the people that they have. Well, I want to see
Cantor. He wants to see Cantor play and go hard in the paint.
I like Cantor. He needs some work, but I like him.
He's playing right now on the bench.
Anyway, let's go hard and play.
You're starting. I'm starting.
Doesn't matter.
All right, I'll start. Last week I chose Nick Young. I believe last night he had a 29-point game. I don't know his whole stat line for the week, but this week I'm taking Jeremy Lin for the point guard for New York Knicks. Now starting point guard for New York Knicks. He had 25 and 28 points the last two games, and they had 7 and 8 assists in each of those two games. So I'm gonna go. Well, one hit 7 one game, 8 in the other game. So I'm gonna go with Jeremy Lin to go hard in the paint.
All right, last week I wasn't here, and I text Wally, please. I text him specifically. I picked Roy Hibbert, who's being interviewed right now. They just had a big win over the Jazz. Oh, the Jazz came back though. But anyway, I picked Roy Hibbert.
He did.
Never made the air. Roy Hibbert has been balling. He's getting interviewed now.
And you picked the Giants to win the Super Bowl. But go ahead.
Yes. And going, you say that last week?
No, I didn't.
That's messed up. 85%. I've been undefeated in the playoffs.
Just other 100%. Than Atlanta. Other than Atlanta, you weren't.
Yeah, that doesn't count because I had to pick Atlanta.
Go ahead, man. Just go ahead, man.
Look, Indiana just beat Utah. Speaking of Utah, I'm going with CJ Miles. He scored 9 against the Knicks last night. Indiana, I don't know his stats right now. All I know is on ESPN, they're on national TV against OKC. That's a home game coming up. And they also on ESPN. Again versus Memphis. Two back-to-back national TV games. If you know about CJ Miles, who came straight out of high school, the boy from Texas, he balls on national TV. Now, his stats aren't the best this year. It's only averaging 10 a game. But still, double digits for CJ Miles is great. I'm going with people who fly under the radar. Who fly under the radar. I'm sorry. I'm back. This is my segment. It's called Going Hip now. That's what we're going to change
it's the name Going
to.
Hip?
Yes, HIP, hard to paint. Shout out to Tom Block, baby. Let's get a tattoo.
Oh, yeah, man. CJ Miles had 12 points. He had 12 points.
CJ Miles?
Had 12 points today.
He went hard in the paint. Shout out to the Eyes Radio Network, Tom Block, Upper 90, Chris and the Commish. Hey, a new show will be added soon. The site is growing, eyesradio.com. Also, check us out on walio.podbean.com. As usual, Walio is spelled W-A-L-E-O. change.da.game6@gmail.com is our old email address.
Yeah, second time we did that.
That's our old email. You can still email us there. We won't reject you. We'll respond. UrbanSportsScene@eyesradio.com.
It's not Urban Sports Scene. It's Urban Sports.
Shoot. I said Urban Sports Scene earlier.
Yeah. It's an Urban
Maybe
Sports.
Maybe that's why we haven't gotten any emails.
EyesRadio.com.
And you know what? I was getting ready to do the send-off, too. You know, I was getting it. I was like, Tom Block, da-da-da-da, get a tattoo. And you just cut me off. But you know what? We needed to get this information. Again, check us out on blogtalkradio.com. We're on two shows, the Apple G's Radio Show. That's blogtalkradio.com/Apple G's. It's APOGEEZS. And also on the Sports Crib. With the West Coast Stiller fan, blogtalkradio.com/WC Stiller fan. Our show is better than the Sports Crib. Not the Apple G's, though. They're great. You know,
because they show us love.
Yeah, absolutely.
They show us love. Big love.
I don't know if they listen to the whole show. I don't think they made it to them.
They listen? I don't know if they listen to the whole, but they listen to the show.
All right, well, if they reference it on Sunday, then they do. But we'll see. I don't know. I haven't been on this show yet. I look forward to coming on. I like college basketball. I'm not too much of a college football guy, so I don't talk as much. I need to do a blog, too, man. I need to put one out there. It's time. Mr. 85 has had a great offseason, great postseason, I should say, in the NFL. It's time to look forward to college basketball, March Madness. My sleepers right now to make the Final Four are Marquette. and it's somebody else that I wanted to pick.
Cleveland State, right, Ray?
Nah,
Ray likes Philly. He likes picking Cleveland State.
Somebody else.
Murray State?
No, man. Stop playing, man.
Carolina, of course.
No. I said sleeper.
Sleepers.
Marquette and somebody else. Shoot. If I think about it, I'll say it next week. Anyway, that's another show. It's a wrap. Urban Sports Scene on Eyes Radio Network. Peace. Oh, turn the music off. Turn the music off. I'm not finished yet. Baylor, that mother sleep. I thought about it. Now we can go. Peace. Eyes Radio Network, baby. Anybody ever